Amen. Lord Jesus,
amen.
Oh, thank you for this conference.
Amen.
Thanks to you.
Amen.
Pray for the beginning. Oh, you give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
Lord, you open the eyes of our understanding.
Amen.
Oh, we have separated, sanctified this whole weekend to you. We come to your presence.
Amen.
Oh, open your words to us.
Amen.
See, oh, what is the meaning of our lives?
Amen.
Of why you have created us.
Amen.
Why are we standing and sitting here?
Amen.
Lord, us.
Amen.
We want to know you.
Amen.
The meaning of our creation.
Amen.
The meaning of our human life.
Amen.
According to a divine economy.
Amen.
Give this entire weekend to you.
Amen.
Pray for one another.
Amen.
Oh, may we be in spirit.
Amen.
In the word.
Amen.
In the divine realities. Divine purpose.
Amen.
Pray in your precious and victorious name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This weekend we've come to the subject, if you look at it, the high gospel. The high gospel. Why do we say this is the high gospel? This gospel is not only high, it is pure. It is complete.
Amen.
It is important. So I did a little search myself. You can go online to lsm.org, go to the online reading, just type in high gospel. So I have 68 pages of the ministry excerpt on the high gospel. Would you like? Because this gospel actually is just a divine truth. The divine reality in the universe. So to preach the high gospel many people come when they come to come what is your impression of the gospel? My impression is that I was on campus studying. Us. Right? What does that person say?
Repent.
I was in GTCA, Gospelizing, Truthizing, Churchizing, America. Which we had over 10 places just 2 weeks ago. Although university, I think in that gospel trip, I think we brought. About 38 people to the world to say, I need to call me. End of this message. You all should be able to give 1 minute. Fellowshipping, but we also have times where you come together in groups. You can practice. You can speak. You can speak what you have seen, what you have heard, what you have experienced. But actually, the whole concept of heaven and hell was brought in Catholicism. In the 2000s, not even Christmas. A lot of things were wrong. Not coming back to the original revelation of God. So we'll touch that later. Okay, we'll touch that later. So is our gospel, the gospel, not going to help, but going to heaven? I was talking to someone. He said, I'd rather describe the heaven that you have for. heavenly mansion. You know, some people say, okay, don't worry, okay, don't worry, Jeremiah. It's okay, you live in a condo in Toronto, like, I don't know, mansion or whatever. Just a small condo, but don't worry, in that day, you get a huge, big, heavenly mansion. All the streets are made of gold. You can even play golf there. You know. The balls are all made of gold. Golden streets. Golf club. Golden balls. Is that? Well, I'm talking to someone. He said, no, I have it today. I don't need it that day. I have it. Some people made it. I got money. I got houses. Why should I? What is our concept of the Jerusalem? The entire gospel, the high gospel, ends with the New Jerusalem in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. That is the high gospel. That is the pure gospel without adding measures of leaven. Yeah, we have a lot of things added. I forgot I was talking to somebody else the other day. I think I was in Anaheim. I got a home meeting in Irvine. He said, oh, if that's the case, I just need to, I'd like to have the best of two worlds. What? I die, just say, Lord Jesus, save me. Okay, I got a ticket to heaven. Just show it to St. Pete. I'm in. Why should I live a Christian life? I don't need to live a Christian life. I don't need to live the church life. Right? That's it. I got a ticket to heaven. So what is the high gospel? But it's, what kind of gospel are we? Bit by bit, piece by piece, level by level, standing on the shoulders of like the entire body. Not by works, right? It is by justification, by visually, but organically. Not only righteousness of God, but also by the divine life of God. Amen. So we'll get into it today. So I don't have the time to show it, but at least how about this? I'm going to read a lot of scripture. I think since we're talking about the Bible, right? So at least I will give you one verse in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. If you have your Bible, please turn to it. If you don't, I don't know, on the back, you know, or somewhere, we should learn to read our Bible.
Amen.
Amen. I forgot my own, but you know. Carry your Bible with you. Either here, or wherever you have, you know, whatever you have, whatever devices, but carry your Bible. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, 23 and 4. Okay, let's read it together. 1 Timothy 2, 3. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior God, who desires all men to be saved. Unto the full knowledge of the truth. Our Savior God, what is his desire? All men to be saved. But that's only half. Right? I believe most of us here are believers. As your Savior, you can raise up your hand. Anyone? Don't be shy. So It's okay, I'm not going to eat you.
Help us, praise the Lord. We have received the divine life of God. We have been saved. But that's not enough. We have to desire to come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
Right? So the matter all came from Moses. But Lord Jesus came. What came with him? Grace and truth. Grace and reality came with the Lord Jesus. So to know talks about what write it down and read the footnote. The whole footnote talks about in the whole universe there are four divine realities. What is the divine reality? 1 John 1:6. Okay. So who is the divine reality? The triune. Reality is God. Wanted it to be the reality of the divine things. Okay, 6:6. And Christ the word of God, the content of our faith. The reality of man and man's obligation to God as unveiled through creation and the scriptures. That's what we're going to touch today.
Yes.
Right? And the genuineness, truthfulness, sincerity. All the things that are true or real state of affairs. The 8 points mentioned above. First, 5 refer to the same reality in essence. That is God, Christ, and the Spirit, the divine. It is the substance of the Word of God as the divine reality, revelation. So when this divine reality in the divine words makes the divine word reality, and that conveys to be the counter. What I have here, I'm going to say in one sentence. Okay. This is the central line of the divine revelation that we see today. Central line. It is the Bible as the Word of God. Well, I have read in the footnote in 1 John chapter 1 verse 6, Note 6 is that actually what is in the Bible? It is the triune God, right? Because the triune God as a divine reality and as it is rich spoken, as it is written, and it, not only we have the Word of God as Christ, right? In John chapter 1 we have Christ, He who is the Word of God. Now it's what? It's the intrinsic content and substance of the Bible. So today we have the Bible. The Bible, listen to this one sentence, reveals the triune God. Right? As a divine person in this whole universe. He is not only the creator. Right? He is all the divine realities. We'll talk about that. But the Bible reveals that the triune God has a plan or has an account. You got it? So this God, He has a purpose. He has a heart's desire. No, Jeremiah, right? You have it. Not me, Jeremiah. I got that. Jeremiah, right? He, as a man, can stand up. Thank you. Don't you have a plan? Don't you have a desire in your life? You don't have to tell me what. we had a little fellowship, you know. Okay. So God of the universe, He has a design, desire. He has an economy. That is, He has a plan. That plan is to take Christ as a center, as a centrality, and as Christ is all and in all. Christ should be the head of the church, head of the body. Christ should be the head not only of the old creation, but of the new creation. So Christ entered, look at the wheel, it needs a center. If a wheel has no center, the wheel cannot move. You can all supposed to, as the wheel turns, I don't know where it's going, right? It has no center. Today, God is causing this Christ. He's heading up all things through this Christ. So Christ is the center. And Christ is the all, the centrality, that means Christ is all and in all. Today here, we have no Jews, no Greek, no color. I'm a little yellow. Maybe you're a little pale. You're a little dark. Out of Christ is nothing. There cannot be Jews, Greeks. Right? Thinking, educated, uneducated, color. Christ is all and in all. He's all of us.
Amen.
All of us should be Christ.
Amen.
We're added together, we're the one new man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. I better go on, right? So the Bible reveals the triumph God has an economy. This economy is to take Christ as the center and everything. That means He's the centrality and universality, right? It's like a wheel. And taking the Spirit as a reality. Because the Spirit, the triumph God has consummated to become the Spirit. The Spirit as a reality. The Spirit as the way to accomplish that. Spirit and the body as the life, the new Jerusalem as the goal. Okay? I'll repeat this sentence again. Repeat after me. The Bible reveals by God as an economy. Christ as the center and everything. As a reality and a way.
Yes.
Body as a line. New Jerusalem, basically, is the Lamb of God, right? John saw him, right? John, in the Gospel. Lamb of God, do you think Christ is the one? Do you take Christ as the Lamb of God that way? No! He is the fulfillment of the Old Testament typology of, behold, He is the Lamb of God. Who takes away the sin of the world. Right? I mean, we don't see Him as a physical man. Right? So, we'll come to Revelation, the New Jerusalem. We have God and Christ on the throne. Right? The golden streets. This, as the ultimate consummation, the New Jerusalem, is the, I'll use the word, union in life. That means God and man, a union in life. The mingling in nature. God and man. God and man is incorporated in person. That is the New Jerusalem. The union, the mingling, and the incorporation of God in us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So it's not just heaven. I'm not saying that this, no, I think it's not. Though this by nature of God, right, the pearl gates is a transformation that the believer is going through, right? And the precious stones, it's what the Lord's doing in us. If you see this, this is a central line of what the Bible is
revealing.
So this weekend, actually, we're talking about this, but in different aspects. We're talking all of this, okay? All of this, God's coming. Begin here, over here, begin from here, right? Ends up here. As a center. What is center?
Man.
You can say me. Us. Yes, us. Very good. Okay. We'll get into it. Because I'm only touching man. That's turned to the point. First book of the Bible, in the beginning, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. So do you have your Bible with you? Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
The first earth and the earth. Wait.
God was brooding upon the surface of the water. Why? Let's look at the notes. If you have the notes, put notes here. I'm just going to read the notes. So for the translators, if I'm giving them time. Let's look at Genesis 1:1. Okay, Genesis 1:1. The note what? Okay. It says the Bible is composed of two testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And right, the two testaments. Okay, and the centrality and universality, this divine economy, who is that? Is the all as the embodiment and expression. As the body, the fullness, the expression of Christ. which will consummate in the New Jerusalem. If you have the note, you consummate in the New Jerusalem as the union, mingling, and incorporating, and his redeemed, regenerated, transformed, and glorified tripartite people. Amen. Oh, right. So the account. Contents of God's economy are revealed mainly in types, shadows, whereas in the New Testament, that the Old Testament Testament and New Testament, the Bible, two testaments, right? Witness telling us by God's economy. Right? I won't repeat. I hope all of you can repeat this after, okay? After I speak to you. I'm not here to do the message. My calling is to take Christ as the central body, right? As a result, as a kind, as a what Christ produces. So basically, it's Christ and the church. Christ and the church, right? The body. Christ and the church. Christ and the church. I think ultimately, consummate in. Christ in the church. Let's say it together again. You can forget about everything else. But don't forget three things. Number one, tonight's a alignment. Yes. I'm for Christ. And yeah, if you get this, you got it this whole weekend. So we'll go out and please. Are we ready, right? Unless you know this, you can go. What are we going with? Right? We're going with you. And to experience this Christ as our life. And to be in the church, this life. Right? Body. Right? And we're here to consummate. Of course, build up the body, prepare the bride, bring the kingdom and cast them into the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
So, the beginning, God. You see that? Out of Him, out from Him, God created. Okay. And then God, okay, here about Elohim, meaning the mighty one, the note. Three, you have a note. Hebrew here is plural, but the verb ours are used in reference to God. Okay, these are the seeds of the Trinity. God is one, but He's also three. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, as revealed in Matthew 28. He is the tri- human God. He's one, and yet he's the aspect of three, the Father, Son, and Spirit. Right? He is a triune God. It was created is sin. God can touch, can enter. He's the tabernacle of God. In John 1:14. Not only the Word was God, but the Word became flesh and tabernacle. That means the Old Testament tabernacle. Brought God to man and brought man to God. This Christ's incarnation, he brought that is the real Christmas. Not December, that's solace, that's sundown. No, we don't worship sundown. We worship this one. God's divinity, divine attributes. You know, God has attributes, for example, light, love, righteousness. How many would be healed? No, he touched. The third is person. We all touched us, didn't he touch you? He touched me. I was a leper. He touched me. You know how dirty I was? No. He touched us. With his humanity. Anyway, there's so much. I resurrected, okay, I better come back. Now the 7:20, I have 20 minutes. 20 minutes, okay. So here, you look at this, okay. You look at the whole thing, the whole notes in Genesis 1. In his creation, the triune God. Why is he triune? Let me ask the question. Why? Because I'm going to stand up and answer my question. Why is triune God, not just God, the Bible even reveals, let us create man, right? Let us create man. What do you mean? Father, Son, and Spirit. In eternity past, he had a council among the three of the divine Trinity. He said, let us create man. Why is God triune? Can someone just stand up? Yes, please.
God is triune so that in his economy, he could dispense himself into man's spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? Oh, God is triune. Father, Essence. I try you because you are to come to us. Like he went through all the trouble. We'll go through a little bit. Just to come into us. To be one with man. United, mingled, incorporated with man. To consummate the new Jerusalem. Okay. So, okay, look at this, okay. Well, created heaven. By light years away. There is a place possibly, but this morning, you said again, that is impossible because that sun is too close. We don't have the proper environment. Okay. So we know the triune God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Okay. The heavens is for earth. The earth is for man. Okay. Maybe we should turn at this point, okay, to Zechariah 12:1. Zechariah 12:1. Please stand up and read. The book of Zechariah 12. This is very important. In here you can find all the notes. Amen. This is Jehovah who what? Stretches toward the heavens. Is that Big Ben? No. Okay. Heavens. And lay the foundation of the earth. And form
spirits
of the man. So think of man, okay? We are in the eye, heavens, the earth, spirit of man, and it's man. So the heavens is for the earth. The earth is for man. That's why he put Adam in the Garden of Eden. And man should be for God. God created the heavens and the earth and formed the right? So,
yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You should say, I have a spirit.
Amen.
I have a spirit. Monkey has souls because I don't have the time. You look at in God's creation, monkey, you know, creature, they do have living, the soul, they do have. Oh, but you know, he loves me. He loves me. Okay. Yet, I am the center. Are the center. Earth is for man. Amen. Man is for
That being said, I don't have the time to go into
verse 2, because some people say, how about dinosaurs? How about fossils? How about, you know?
What do many from mainland China, right? Some from mainland China.
Evolution,
Darwin, all this bombarding you.
Actually,
tells you that, actually verse 2, the earth became waste and emptiness. So now, God judged, became empty and void.
Well, God created, and darkness was upon that. How can the God of light create something of darkness? Because there was Satan's rebellion, so that's the third time. So then God recreated. See, recall all this.
To fulfill his desire of number one, expressing God in his life. Second,
it's not something equal, okay?
God, right? In his creation, he created angels, right? Even there was an archangel, okay, not him, but, you know, archangel, Lucifer, whatever. You had to go. One third of the angels rebelled him. So, but God, he has a free will. He's a will. There are three wills in the universe. God, greatness is that he gave the will to angels and will to man. Man has a free will. That's so great. So he did not choke. He did not choke God.
Oh, maybe worship God.
He didn't choke man, okay? He didn't. He gave man a free will. Okay? So man, turn the stone into bread, right? Remember in Matthew chapter 4?
Yeah.
And he was at the temple, he jumped down. Hey, you know, if you jump down, oh, you're on what, CNN, you know. Oh, you're the Son of God, right? No, he said, no, the Son of Man. So the Lord Jesus, as a real man who fulfilled God's plan, not as the fallen man, he stood on a position of what? Of the man. So he's the God man. So he volunteered. He did everything. And is to take God as life. Right? And to not only express God in the universe, but to deal with his enemy, Satan. You see, he doesn't deal directly, no. He wants volunteer by our loving, by the drawing us. Loving. By being one with him in life, we can express it. And with that life comes the authority, dominion, to deal with Satan. See, that is the end. Okay, thank you. Did you see that picture?
And therefore,
God created Satan. God recreated. In his recreation,
right? 6 days, you know, six stages for working. Let's read Genesis 1:26. I don't have the time, but there are a lot of notes. God said, let us, remember the triune God, make man in our image according to let them have dominion, right? Image, likeness, that means expression. Have dominion. First, dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the cattle, and over all the earth and over every creeping things. Satan. All the creeping things that creeps upon the earth. You see image and dominion. So we, like a flood, unless men as we have the God of the universe, the Creator, come into us.
Yes.
Everything is in vain. It's vanity of vanities. King Solomon, at the height of his glory, he wrote Ecclesiastes. It begins with vanity of vanities. Nothing. God has created in us an empty fashion. Right? This is God's global PowerPoint. We have it now. God has put eternity into our heart.
Yeah.
Unless we have. This is the gospel. Yeah. What is the gospel? The gospel is not going to, you know, heaven playing golf. No, God, the gospel is God wants to come into man. Hallelujah. And God has come into us already.
Amen.
I mean, if we sit down together, maybe tomorrow in your groups, you should tell your salvation story. Trinity, I think we'll be interviewing you. I wish I have all the time to fellowship with all of us, to know your salvation story, to know how you get saved, how you come to the church life, how you hallelujah, right? You become the meaning. There's a note there on image, dominion. I don't have time, but I use the example of the Lord Jesus, right? The matter is, of light, holiness, righteousness, but that is, has to be expressed to men's why are we created according to image? The likeness of God is for him to come. Amen. Right. When he comes in, we have the real love. You know, my wife is back, I don't know, back there. She's here so I can talk about her. I'm a pretty romantic guy, I think. Clear-headed.
Don't buy it. That's okay. So I don't need 12 words.
I will always buy the 12. I mean, she wants real love. I try to have express my love. I don't know how to express my love.
You know what?
I really don't know how to be a husband, okay? All I can testify, unless Christ is my husband, I cannot be a husband. Unless Christ is my love is fake. You think you're real, but the love is still the self-love. I can tell you, even I love. Find out. The real love, real husband is Christ. How does you? Very empty and fake. The son of actually, the husband and wife, they're looking for the real thing, who is Christ. Yeah. Living out of all of us. Let's go on to read this. That's with men. Okay, the outline, men. Heart has fully blessing in life. Yeah. Represent him is the window to the heart. Right?
Yes.
That's why we're the center of the universe.
Right.
Right? Not only we create, also we're entrusted with God's purpose. Right? That's just read the notes. I have it all here. Let me take it. It'll happen. Over God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Okay, so dust, body. So a lot of times you go to funeral, you hear that dust be what? Ashes be ashes. I mean, dust be dust. I think I said sometimes, I don't know, if you burn your body, what's left, it may not worth $3 or 30 cents. Do you know how much your body is worth 30 cents? You can't even buy a hamburger. Sorry. Okay, anyway, body. But we still need our body. The Lord created a body, okay? Created a body. Okay. That became a living soul. Soul has three parts. Mind, emotion, and will. So I just want to add a little bit. Okay. Mind, emotion, and will. Okay. But God breathes into man and became a living soul. That means man has a spirit. So in John chapter 3, the top
Unless you're born of the Spirit and the water, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Right? So regeneration is a matter of coming out. God created us a human spirit. So that is other spirit, but he who is joined to the Lord is
one.
And soul become corrupted. And the spirit was dead, lost its function. But some people have a conscious fellowship and intuition. But the spirit is still at work, because intuition means somehow I just feel it must be a God. All us talk is like, we're one spirit with the Lord. He was joined to the Lord's one spirit. Now, our mingled spirit, we call it the big spirit, you know, small spirit. You see that? So all of us are regenerated, right? So we have the divine spirit mingled with one spirit with us. So that's it, okay? Okay, let's keep going. Roman number 2. Man is the center of God's eternal purpose. 8 letters.
God is the God.
In order that the kingdom of God 6 is two is out. So the Adam. So in Germany, Dusseldorf, in a refugee camp. We're now contacting. You know, maybe he'll mention something. Now we have a lot of burden. A lot of things have migrated, moved to Germany to contact the refugees, the Syrian refugees. You know, I was with one of them, with three translation. A sister asked me, "God is a little unfair. Why did he only create a man, Adam, and not, you know, a little female, I don't know, maybe they've been suppressed a little wrong, so they ask, why man, not woman?" God created, but if you look at a Hebrew word here, you know, let us create man, this man is mankind. So God created man in Hebrew. Means Adam. Okay, so the human life is highest created life, the life that can express God in His image and likeness and can exercise the meaning for God. Adam, the first man, actually it typifies Christ as the center of God's creation, as the head of the creation, and as of all men, as God's expression in God's image and likeness, and as God's representative to rule over all things created by God. So therefore, God actually created mankind. And then the next verse, in His image, He created them, then, female, male and female. Anyway, so He, right, you got it? Let us create man. That's a collective term. Mankind. Right? But mankind is according to God's kind. But after we regenerated, we become the God-mankind. Because we're God inside with the God-mankind. I mean, it's as simple as that. Okay, so let's go to the next point. B-D, together. The Bible reveals man in three stages. In God's creation, in second, the Satan captured man in man's fall in Psalm 8:4. And third, Christ as man in His incarnation for the accomplishment of God's redemption in Hebrews 2:6. 1. Brothers. Sisters, too, God in the heavens remembered man. Okay, I'll read ABC. God visited man by being incarnated, okay, living on this earth, dying, raising up from the dead, and ascended to the heavens to be crowned with glory and honor. Right? You see? And God visited man through the long journey of His process to become a life-giving spirit, right? To reach us and to enter into us, into man. We all need to enjoy the Lord's visitation day by day. He is within us all the time. Sorry, all of you who have believed in the Lord, it is a irreversible process. Hallelujah! We cannot be unborn. Can you tell your parents, "Mom, I don't like to be here. Let me go back to your womb." No, sorry, you're born. Hey, you can't go back. Right? He's born of God. Right? I mean, as many as receive Him in John 1:12. What does it say? He gives authority to become the children of God. So we're born. And this kind of people, they're not born of the flesh. No, they're not born of the will of man. But they're born of God. Yeah, we are born of God. Whoa. We are born of God. So we have God's life and nature. Hallelujah. We're born of God. Okay, last point altogether. Through God's visitation, the pitiful man in Adam and in a fallen situation is no longer pitiful. The man in Christ is wonderful. Okay, let's read the focus together. Man is the meaning of the universe because he's the center of God's eternal purpose. You see that? The whole diagram? Genesis to Revelation, the Bible to Triune God to New Jerusalem. It's all here. Okay? Not only are we here, but we are part of the body. Right? Individuals be member of one another. Right? Tomorrow we'll touch more. Christ as the meaning of man's life and the church. Then go, right? Go preach the gospel. So, okay. Give me a minute. I'll show you the meaning of your life. Time. God, who created man, his purpose to come into man. But man fell. Sin came in. Remember? Mystery of human life? Okay. 2 seconds there. Gone. Okay. Sin came in. So man fell. But God himself became a man. He lived a human life. A life that a real man should live. He died for our sins. He was buried, resurrected, became a life-giving spirit. Now he can come into our spirit. So all you have to do is follow me. Let's pray. Lord Jesus.
Lord
Jesus,
come into my spirit.
To be my life.
Be my life.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But whatever you pray is fine. Is that a minute? Huh? 55. Okay. I mean, however you say it. Okay. You got it? 1 minute gospel. I think we should, I mean, there are different ways to do it, but that's if you have that booklet, the basic elements of the, of the Christian life, there is 4 keys, right? I mean, it just showed a diagram. God created us 3 parts, body, soul, spirit, to contain God, okay? Then second, sin came in, right? Came in, defiled man. Third, how to get rid of that? So the whole diagram here, that he wants to come in. Right, so to be a Christian is to have God in you. So let's pray. Okay, can we all, after this, not only we found the meaning of human life, we should tell others. What is the meaning of human life by a simple diagram like that? Amen. So I finished. I think we have still have some time. Amen. Well, Dennis. Overflow, right? Please, come up. You can, share in a minute, 30 seconds, whatever. What do you got out of this? Or you say, I don't understand. I didn't get anything. That's okay. But just sing. I'm a man. I'm a me. It's okay. You can do whatever, right? What did you get out of this? What have you seen? What is your salvation story? Let's hear it. Amen.
Thing we like to practice is it helps to digest a little bit by speaking with just 2 or 3 people around you. So why don't we all just stand up for a minute and choose just 2 or 3 people around you and just speak something that you one point that impressed you to just 2 or 3 people around you.
brother, sister, let's have a overflow with one another. Just release what you enjoy. One point. Come and release it.
Amen.
To minister Christ to one another.
Amen.
Maybe Brother Dennis can show the good, set a good example.
Man is the meaning of the universe.
Amen.
Because he is the center of God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
Isn't it good to hear God's eternal purpose?
Amen.
And we are part of it.
Amen.
Today, they, with all the human rights and activists and, you know, animal rights, they try to make man the same as animals. But man has a very specific place in this universe.
Amen.
Because God has a will. Well, God's other creature, Satan, also has a will. But man has a will.
Amen.
And we must choose God.
Amen.
So each of us have a choice this weekend. Is our will going to align with God's will? Or is our will going to align by default with Satan's will? So we have to realize, what is the purpose of my life? Am I going to be part of what's happening on this earth? Or am I just going to be, you know, falling away, right? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'm just going to keep speaking until someone comes up. So we've got to keep coming. So if we see God's heart for man, how much he loved man, you know, even to the point of dying for me. You know, all of us didn't deserve it, right? All of us disobeyed, right? Willfully disobeyed. I didn't deserve salvation, but the Lord came for me. You know, if I look at my past, I was like, Lord, you died for me. So when I go and witness to people, we're not boasting. You know, we're better than them. I meet some sinners. You know, I'm not, oh, you're a sinner. I'm not. No. All of us are made in God's image.
Amen.
Last week there was a brother. So someone's got to keep coming up soon. We're going to stop. last week there was a brother who came to the meeting. And we just met him for the first time. And he was like, how do you know me? You don't know me. You know, you don't know my past. And the brother just shared, I do know your past. Because you have sin and I have sin. You have God and I have God. So we have the same source, which is in sin. But we have the same destination, which is in God.
Amen.
He's like, that's right. Before we knew it, I felt like I've known you for a long time. Actually, we know the real need of all men. Because we experienced it, right? We experienced the emptiness that the world gives us. So we can relate to any man, and then we can bring the gospel to them.
Amen.
We can share that God has made us in his image.
Amen.
For a purpose.
Amen.
To express God.
Amen.
And to rule and over his enemy today.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I'm a man.
Amen.
I'm the meaning of the universe.
Amen.
Can't help but almost jump out of my seat every time I hear that. It's so fresh, it's so real, and I think this is what everybody needs to hear on all the college campuses.
Amen.
And we saw today that man is the meaning of the universe because he is the center of God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
God has a purpose. This purpose is revealed in the Bible, which reveals the triune God who has an economy which is centered on Christ, realized as the Spirit. This is so that he could produce the church, which consummates in the New Jerusalem. But all of this has to do with man. Man occupies a very special place in God's eternal purpose. Man is the center of God's eternal purpose. And so we saw in Zechariah 12:1 that God stretched forth the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, and created a spirit in man for this purpose. The heavens are for the earth is for man, and man has a spirit so that he can be for God.
Amen.
We should just go around to all the campuses and tell people this in 1 minute.
Amen.
Do you know you're a man?
Amen.
You're the meaning of the universe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I enjoyed this under D1. It says, after the psalmist in Psalm 8, turned his view from the messy earth to the bright heavens. Have we turned our view from the messy earth to the bright heavens? I enjoyed this. With this speaking on man being the center of the universe is not from the human viewpoint. When we look at man, we think, oh, man is here. People say, oh, he's just another animal. You're just a person on the earth. You're another person among billions of people here. But actually, in God's view, man is the center of the universe.
Amen.
We need to get out of our view of being of the messy earth that it describes here. We stop looking at each other, at our earth, at our thing from a human perspective, and come to the Bible and look at it from God's perspective.
Amen.
It says he sees the heavens. The psalmist then saw the heavens, the moon and the stars, and he sees something of the universe.
Right.
And this leads him to look at man. Very strange. If we just look at ourselves, in ourselves, we see nothing. But if you come to the view from God's perspective, you realize in this whole universe, God stretches forth the heavens. He lays the foundations of the earth and he forms the spirit of man within him.
Amen.
Not only do we see man, we see the spirit of man.
Amen.
The very center of our being is the center of the universe.
Amen.
From God's perspective, we are so important. Everything he is intending, everything of his purpose is in man. And so his heart, his intention, his thought, his view is all centered on man.
Amen.
We want to have a change in view. Get out of our messy earth situation and see things from God's perspective.
Amen.
See man from God's perspective.
Amen.
We say, oh, I'm a man. I'm the meaning of the universe.
Hallelujah. I'm a man. We're all men. And God has all formed us with the Spirit. Hallelujah! He laid the foundations of the earth. He stretched forth the heavens. And he formed the spirit of man inside of him.
Amen.
We all have a spirit.
Amen.
You know what organ is connected to our spirit? Our mouth!
Amen.
So we can shout hallelujah! Praise the Lord! This is just such a marvelous process that the Lord went through. You know what? God, the infinite God, the creator of the universe, he looked down at man. And he loved man.
Amen.
And he says, I want to become like a man.
Amen.
So God became a man. He lived a human life.
Amen.
You know what? He cried. He wept. He had compassion on people. He loved people. He healed people. He lived a normal human life.
Amen.
He lived the perfect life.
Amen.
And because he still loved man, he decided to die. He went to the cross. He went to the cross for all of us.
Amen.
For me, for every sinner, for
Amen.
Everyone, for mankind. And he was buried.
Amen.
But on the third day, hallelujah, he rose again.
Amen.
He rose and he ascended into the heavens.
Amen.
And because he went through this marvelous process, he became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And now he's dispensing his life into each one of us.
Amen.
So the more we open up to the Lord, the more the Lord has a way of entering into us. So may this whole weekend be a weekend of opening up to the Lord.
Amen.
May you guys all get coated in gold.
Amen.
Feeling very good to speak.
Uh-huh.
Feeling is wonderful, but speaking is better. How about this? Whoever comes, about 10 seconds each. The two, three sentences. Whatever you touch, whatever you engage, just come and release.
Amen.
And I think that's how we can really make the whole meeting much richer
Amen.
And wonderful. How about here about, and maybe 6-7 brothers and 6-7 sisters come in. Who like to volunteer? If you don't volunteer, I'll volunteer you. I'll give you 5 seconds to think about it. Okay? 7 sisters, 7 brothers. And each one is about 10 to 15 seconds.
Amen.
Wow. I knew the sisters are bolder. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, go ahead, sisters.
Tonight, I just especially enjoy the title of this message one, that man is the meaning of the universe.
Amen.
This is so fresh, so living. It just turned me out from my messy earthly situation. I just realized so freshly, I am not the meaning of my school. I am not the meaning of my design project. We are the meaning of the universe. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
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 What?
Oh.
Amen. So I enjoyed why is it that every single human being, saved or not saved, why is it that we all have a desire, have an inkling that there is a God in this universe?
Amen.
That's not just a thought that pops into our head. It's because we were actually created with a part made to contain God.
Amen.
And so God went through this process for this because this is the meaning of his creation of man. And this is, and that is why we're the center of the universe.
Amen.
Because we have a spirit that is made to contain God.
Amen.
In the beginning of the message, the brother shared that, in the Bible, it's from Genesis, we see God. And then in the end of the Bible, in Revelations, we see the New Jerusalem,
Amen.
Which is God's purpose.
Amen.
And this, God's purpose in New Jerusalem is the union of God and man.
Amen.
And if there is no man, then there can be no union.
Yes,
so
right.
There can't be just man. In order to have the union, there must be God and there must be man.
Amen.
So I really enjoyed that in order to have this union, this infinite God became an incarnate, finite man.
Amen.
So man is the center and the meaning of the universe because God has fully entrusted man with his purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
It is such a marvelous view to see the matter of the economy of God.
Amen.
Because in this economy of God, man is the center.
Yes.
We are the center of the universe.
Amen.
So with this such special privilege, we need to see, we need to know why we are so special, because we have this such picture. God goes through the incarnation, crucifixion, and buried and being buried,
yeah.
and then go to the ascension,
yeah.
and become the living spirit.
Amen.
And he become the living spirit to dispense himself into us,
Amen.
Into the man. So we are the center of the universe.
Amen.
Amen.
We are the center of the universe.
Amen.
In Zechariah, we can see that Jehovah stretched forth the heaven, laid the foundation of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him.
Amen.
So I really appreciated this one-minute gospel.
Yes.
God loved man so much that he went through the process to become the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So now man can, God can enter into our spirit.
Amen.
God did all this so he could enter into our spirit.
Amen.
And now he's spreading into our soul.
Amen.
So he can become our reality.
Amen.
Even he can become our real love.